Now time for a locker room chat with Onega head coach Ben Kolterman after their 46-7 loss against Valley Heights. Coach, first of all, thing that's on all of our minds, how is your senior quarterback doing?
Zach's going to be out. He suffered a lower leg injury, so unfortunately, really bad deal. He'll be out, and we're sure going to miss him, man. We feel horrible for the kid. He's a great kid. He's a great player, and, we feel bad for the kid. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. When that play happened, what was going through your head?
Well, here's how we kind of broke down. We got the ball first. We drove down a couple first downs, punted. They went and scored. We get the ball back. We drive down. We score. So 8-7. We go three and they go three and out. Our defense is fired up. We're fired up. We get the ball. It's going to be on their side of the field on a punt. Zach runs about 20 yards and just nothing extreme or anything like that. Just a normal looking tackle, and then kind of got him. Yeah, and I was like, I seen him. He was down right on our sideline, and I could tell it wasn't normal reaction. So yeah, I was thinking, oh crap, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, pretty awful stuff, but trying to move on, I mean, it's almost impossible to do that, but you try your best with Jackson Kolterman, who steps in. What has he been like in practice? I mean, he did his absolute best with absolutely no preparation. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't expected to come in and play, but he comes in with a week of preparation. How has he done in practice?
Yeah, pretty good. We're getting a little more creative. Jackson's in the mix for sure. But that kind of falls on me and my shoulders too, not having him prepared enough for that. You don't expect those kind of things to happen, especially in a really small school. You're kind of limited with numbers and position players, and so you're oftentimes your backup quarterback is already playing another position somewhere else, which is pretty much always the case. But we should have got him some more reps. I should have and had him more prepared. But he went in, he played his heart out. He did the best he could.
Yeah, I mean, certainly looking to get the running game going as well this week. What are some things that you're hoping to do offensively to try to get a win here on Friday?
Just like always, it starts up front. We're still strong up front. If Tatum Lara was out last game, he's back this week. Great big kid, got him back at left tackle and then as a D tackle also, so we're excited about that. And so we're just going to try to, make our hay with our line, our guys up front, and see what happens.
We're going to take a short break. We'll have more with Onega head coach Ben Kolterman in just a minute. Back here with Onega head coach Ben Kolterman, coming off a loss last week, trying to turn around, and they'll take on Centralia, having themselves a very solid season. They're 2-0. Tell us what you know about the Panthers.
Just like you said, very good team, very solid team. Program's been in place. This offense has been in place for multiple decades now, and you can tell these kids have been running this thing. They run it very well, this single-wing offense they got. They're good up front. Their backs are polished. They're good. They're very aggressive defensively. They're probably as good as anybody will see this year, probably better than anybody will see this year. They're very, very good at tackling, very good at reacting and reading to what the offense is putting out there. So, yeah, all around, a very good team.
And you talk about how big and strong they are up front. What are some things you've been telling your line to prepare for this game?
You're going to have to bring it, It's going to be all night. It's not just going to be here and there. It's going to be every play all night long. And if you're not ready, it's going to be a long night. So we've been grinding. We've been hopefully preparing correctly and the best we can to see what they're going to throw at us.
And it's talking about the injury once again, just to talk about the mental state of the team. It's got to be difficult, but have you been trying to prepare these guys and say, let's get going again?
Well, it's kind of cliche, but whatever. It's next man up, It's unplanned. You absolutely don't want things like this to happen, but, it did. You accept it, and then guys have to step up at different roles, Maybe our philosophy may change a little bit or whatever, but it's we're still playing football. We're still showing up every day. The effort needs to be there, and the vibe and the energy we've been bringing the last couple of days has been good. It really honestly has. Like these are great kids. They're resilient. They're tough. And we're gonna fill up in Centralia Friday night. We're definitely not gonna back down from the challenge.
Great to hear, Coach. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks. Sounds good. Thank you.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.